This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the first responders down there in South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, down into the Keys with the storm coming across right now. And Godspeed, and we wish you well. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, as we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, and we're on Truth Social. Our handle over there on all of those is at Captain's America, as it is on Twitter, at Captain's America, and of course, you have our website, to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to take a look at. And joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, where they have Governor Whitmer, we've got none other than Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning. She's also known as Governor Whitmer.
Well, I was going to say the witch. Yeah. I was just going to throw that out there, but that's okay. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get into the gun control thing, we had Peter Navarro get arrested on his way. He was actually at the Washington, D.C. airport, got picked up by the FBI, was pretty well manhandled, if you will, put shackles on him, handcuffs on him, took him off to federal court. Then they reminded him that the jail cell that he was spending a little time in was the one that John Hinckley had been in.
You know, I think this is, they're just trying to make an example out of him. And I think that the committee, which is, as you point, working for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, political manhandling. And because it's based upon trying to get, not only get their way, to use him as an example of intimidation, in my opinion, based upon half-truths and even lies, in my opinion. But they want to get their way. It's a certain way they want things to be viewed concerning what happened on January 6th. And they want certain outcomes. I mean, they want outcomes more severe for the people that were in D.C. on that fateful day than they want for many of the federal, for the horrible criminals that they've allowed to be released in many cities in this country.
Correct.
Burglars and things of that nature. So it's something that I think will fall apart eventually.
I think it's going to come back to bite him square in the butt, because a lot of this was put together by the Democrats themselves who orchestrated this whole deal. And we know that. We know that. There's no disputing that.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, we've got to hold fast on this and support these individuals like Peter Navarro and others who have been snapped up and bullied, and people that are still in what I call the American gulags, being treated brutally. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair. It's not right.
Now, Florida's new state budget will not include $35 million, which was included in it by the legislature, for a Pasco County baseball practice facility, which was slated to be used by the Tampa Bay Rays. In what many were calling the latest move by Governor Ron DeSantis to punish organizations that push progressive causes, because the Rays had come up and gone woke and made several instances to guns and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. They come out and made statements and got involved in the political fray, which is the wrong thing to do with this governor in this state. But the fact of the matter is, he also said something which makes perfect sense to me. They want to build this. They got the money. Pony up, build it.
Yeah, your great governor down there has a history of not being in favor of sports teams utilizing tax dollars when they have the money to do it themselves. I think that's the first and most important issue there. And baseball, Captain, as much as I love sports, baseball along with the basketball and the National Football League have all gone woke and gone crazy as far as I'm concerned. And it's a big turnoff, and you can tell by when you look at the ball games and look how many empty seats there are in many stadiums, great stadiums across this country. And your great governor is doing the right thing, in my opinion. He's got two great issues to stand on. And as far as I can see, there's a lot of support for him in this measure by a lot of Floridians.
Well, unfortunately, the baseball team is not supported here in our area, and how much longer it's going to be around is a good question. They need to be in a smaller stadium where they can at least have an opportunity to fill the place up. I think that's going to happen eventually if they stay here. Otherwise, the talk is always, they're going to Canada. But I don't see them beating a path to get there.
Well, they fit. That's where they fit right now. Doesn't matter if it's Tampa Bay, the Cleveland Guardians now, all these woke teams. I wouldn't care if they all went to Canada, personally.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You will hear an Edwards Notebook when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Congress may be instructed to not prevent free speech. But unfortunately, government educators who have indoctrinated generations of Americans have created a society where individuals from all walks of life outside of Congress are seeking to destroy our right of free speech and freedom of the press. For example, Alex Stamos, former security officer for Facebook, is calling for major carriers like Verizon, AT&T, and others to strip One America News and Newsmax from their platforms because they do not march to the same political drumbeat as Fox and CNN. Stamos, a political leftist, in support of open borders and eliminating free speech unless you support a philosophy that reflects Marx or Chairman Mao. As dastardly as the war against true freedom of the press may be, there is plenty of blame for such madness to go around, including the cesspool called the government school system that indoctrinated individuals like Alex Stamos. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the ronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, that's Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and by the way, brought to you by the great coffee company, Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And you know, I have a brand new, get this, a brand new Turvis Tumbler American Flag Cup. It's a beautiful cup, and thanks very much to Deb who gave this to me yesterday over at the Bel Air Republican Club, and I really appreciate this. And in this, I happen to have Constitutional Grounds iced coffee. So let me give this a little... Oh, yes. Now, the reason that I drink it and I like it is because it's not acidic like some of these coffees. And I like to drink coffee. I'm a coffee drinker that'll have two or three cups And, you know, lots of times if you're drinking the high-powered stuff, you're going to have your stomach is going to start burning and whatever. But this won't do that, and I really appreciate that. So simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com website and make your purchase over there, the coffee. And don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you what?
Want in your cup.
It's in my cup. My American flag cup, my brand new American flag cup. I am so honored to have that cup. I feel like I'm standing in high cotton.
That's a perfect match there. Constitutional Grounds and an American cup.
I kind of thought so. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, back to the drawing board here, and away we go. Let me check something real quick here. Fred is chiming in here. This is a different Fred. Okay. He says, hey, it's old Fred in Sarasota. We have a generation or two of snowflakes. No pride, no love of country, only in love with themselves, a BS degree in picture framing or finger painting or whatever. I wonder what you think of mandatory military conscription for at least 6 months for the boys from 17 to 25. I've always been in favor of bringing the draft back. That's number one. And 2 years. 2 years. And here's the choice, okay? They either go into the military or they go into something like the Peace Corps. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember the Peace Corps.
And they do 2 years of service that way. But everybody does it. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
And we'll get the girls involved in that, too.
What would be great, though, if everyone goes in the military, but you'd have to get rid of the woke aspects of today's military.
Well, of course.
Because, yeah, it's got to be a patriotic military. You've got to get rid of that woke stuff.
By the way, Fred is finishing out his statement here by saying, and yes, I shout out the pledge very loudly and proudly every day. Well, thanks, Fred. And again, you know, people tell me that they say the Pledge of Allegiance right along with us, and that just makes my day.
Well, I shoot big salute to them as well. Yep.
All righty. Now, let's go back to this little twit from Rhode Island by the name of David Cicilline. He exploded. He exploded during a congressional hearing yesterday, admitting that he does not want to be bothered with constitutional rights when it comes to discussing gun control. He said, spare me, then I'm going to use the abbreviation, spare me the BS about constitutional rights. Only he didn't say BS.
Well, in addition to constitutional rights, these are unalienable rights which come from God. And how dare this individual who was, what, wasn't he sworn into, when you're elected to a public office, don't you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? That's
yeah.
What I thought anyway.
Yeah, but he did not swear in on the Bible. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
think his was a Sears Roebuck catalog. No, I'm just kidding. I guess it wasn't a Bible. No.
I was going to say it was just a blank sheet of paper. But, you know, these individuals who do not respect our laws based upon the Constitution, even though that's what they swear to uphold, in my opinion, he's disqualified for public office.
Sure.
I mean, he's a menace. He's a menace to a society that is supposed to promote liberty and justice for all. He said this is a radical position being offered by our friends on the other side of the aisle. And they claim that we should support ensuring that people who are in imminent danger to themselves and others, such as they might commit mass murder, have a constitutional right to access a firearm. And they should have a right to access a firearm. And to deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights. Well, he doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, man. That's why you have these shootings, because if you notice, Captain, most of those shootings occur in places where, you know, gun-free zones.
Right.
You know?
And I realize Chicago's a broken record, but why is it they don't report the mass shootings in Chicago that are happening all the time? All the time.
They don't care. They don't care about that. Come on, Captain. You think they care about black folks? These leftist pigs care about black folks bumping each other off every weekend by the dozens in every major city in this country? And they're only, it's all a political football, by the way.
Okay.
When these mass shootings, like in Texas or whatever, or in Buffalo that happen, these situations, they're grandstanding events for Democrats to clamor for more government control.
All right. Speaking of political footballs, billionaire Elon Musk announced that he's endorsing Los Angeles mayoral challenger Rick Caruso in a rare endorsement of a political candidate. He normally does not do that. He came out and he said Los Angeles is fortunate to have someone like Rick Caruso running for mayor. He said he's awesome. He wrote that in a Twitter post on Friday because, of course, he's back on Twitter.
Well, I guess Caruso is aware Democrat that's not totally out of his mind. He's more moderate in his views, and so therefore that's why he's Mr. Musk is supporting him. Some of his ideas are pretty good. I've read some of his comments, Mr. Caruso, that is.
Uh-huh.
And I think he would be a huge improvement over what the hot mess that's called the mayor of Los Angeles now.
Now, the Democrats yesterday operating full speed ahead trying to get this gun legislation through of some sort, new gun laws. They hit a couple of massive roadblocks on the path to gun control legislation. It's called the people, when they look at the polls, the people really don't want it as much as they think they do.
Only 36% of Americans say that they are dissatisfied and want stricter gun laws. And I don't believe it's that high, Captain, to be honest.
I don't either.
And according to this poll, 54% say that they're either satisfied or they're dissatisfied and actually want less strict gun laws.
Speaking of
the strict gun laws, Ohio just passed legislation, or they're working on it, could pass it very quickly. That would make it easier for law-abiding citizens to utilize guns in a situation such as what recently happened in Texas.
Now, doctors have sued the FDA over its crusade to halt the use of ivermectin to treat COVID. We do know that that works.
It works mightily. And how dare the FDA try to obstruct the use of that? Because of their obstruction of that, many people, in my opinion, have expired because of that. Many people were denied that during the height of the corona China virus. And ivermectin does work. And by the way, many young people who have not been treated by ivermectin, but who have the jab, are getting the coronavirus again or have other complications.
Okay, I hear the music coming along here, so we'll have to let you go. We'll talk to you again next week, and stay low and stay out of trouble up here.
You as well, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. Come on now.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack. Outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
the subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and Company. They're at it again. They've been offering this BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for a couple of months now, and they're back doing it again. Now, this is really neat because I'll tell you, I've got some of these products, but I like the fact that I can go over there and buy one, get one free when it comes to the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. So what I'm going to be doing this weekend is I'm going to order those because I'm going to give them away for Christmas presents. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, which are top of the line, going to buy a couple of them. And I'll probably buy a couple of one of the towel sets, the six-piece towel sets, because they are so good. And then, of course, then you got the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, which are the ones you can take with you to go on a plane, train, or bus, or ship, or whatever. So here's what you do. You just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Remember, the promo code is always CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So give them a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Remember, the promo code is always going to be the word CAPTAIN. Phone number again, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got a call here. I'm going to go to the call. We got Elliot on the line. So, good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, West Coast Kyle. Hey, Captain, I need 2 minutes this morning if you can please grant that to me, sir.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Hey, really, I got something very important here. You know, folks, I think we as a nation have underestimated the power of George Soros' world connected to the changed societies around the world, including Africa and the United States. His footprint is everywhere. He has convinced Joe Biden open border means open society, socialist state. Soros is the most destructive, level 10, dangerous Jew of our time. Now, Budget Director Bernie Sanders, Jew. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, Jew. Are all aligned to the George Soros world blueprint to open society. He funnels money to hundreds of organizations around the world, who in turn funnels the money to all lower organizations intended, including individuals like L.A. District Attorney George Gascon, Alvin Bragg, Soros finance, Soros pick is running New York City into the Hudson. There's not an ounce of God in this Jew called George Soros. His money goes to societies that promotes his controlling ways. Now, in 1956, George Soros immigrated to the United States, where he made his fortune in finance and investments. His open society is in more than 120 countries, including the United States. The rumor seems to be true. George Soros and his investment partners have purchased Spanish cable channel Univision for between $120 and $135 million. Now, no one around the world seems to, in big numbers, raise the red flag that this guy is dangerous to the world. President Trump, I hope you're listening from West Palm Beach, is the only leader that can call him out and do something about it. Soros funds all open exchange to the West. He created Central European University for far leftist critical thinkers to travel the world, paid for by Soros Open Society, handpicked politicians funded by the Soros groups all over the world. Soros has spent $18 billion of his money, now amounts to over $32 billion. Is all over the world except China and Russia. China would not allow Soros to control China. China is working to destroy America through state and federal elections and working closely with the Soros group to destroy America from within. Money giveaways by Soros has corrupted millions around the world. The Soros group consider Russia and China as closed societies of the world, not penetratable by his sons and investors who want it all. Captain, thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for the time. Have a great day, sir.
All righty. I'm well aware of what Elliot is talking about. We've talked about that in bits and pieces over the last week or 10 days. And, of course, we just found out, I believe it was yesterday, that they had officially bought Univision.
Well, right. And, of course, you know, the idea of when people like George Soros get involved, I think the ethnicity is not really the relevant factor. It's what people want to do. People want power. Some people want power more than others, and they're willing to go to all kinds of lengths. We're going to find all kinds of people from different parts of the world who want to do something like that. So let's focus on their actions and their intent.
Now, voters in your state, California, New Jersey, New Mexico, Mississippi, Montana, South Dakota, and Iowa, will all cast their ballots on June the 7th to pick the candidates for the 2022 midterm elections in November. Races for the U.S. House seats in Jersey and New Mexico are rated as the most competitive, drawing attention to the outcomes of their respective primary contests. Meanwhile, the special runoff election in California for the House seat, vacated by former Representative Devin Nunes, puts clashing ideologies on full display as a progressive socialist runs against a Trump-endorsed Republican. That's going to be interesting.
Well, sure. These are clear choices. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, Captain, you get candidates who, well, they're this or that, but clear choices are the best.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Captain.
Yes.
I'm Doug in Aurora, Colorado.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you? I agree with you. They shouldn't bring the mandatory draft back. How can you go about that? I've been preaching that for years.
How can you go about that? You got to get a hold of your congressman, and they got to bring it in. They got to introduce it in Congress.
Give these kids some structure and
sure.
You know, teach them some basics. Come on.
Yeah, a couple of years is all it needs. We don't need to have them go in for four. We'll let them go in for two. And if they don't want to go into the military, okay, fine. Put them in the old adjunct Peace Corps, which is still around, I might add.
I'm looking at the Duke. I got up there on the wall. You know, if he come back here, what he would do? John Wayne?
What's that?
Oh, John Wayne, he'd get right in somebody's face in Washington, give him a good going over, man. Are you kidding me? Duke?
Okay, and you're up in Colorado. Whereabouts in Colorado are you?
I'm up in Greeley.
Okay, Greeley. I know the area well. That used to be Montfort territory.
You betcha.
All right. Well, you take care, my friend.
You do good work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Mm-hmm. How about that, Kyle?
Yeah, that's great. Good to hear from someone in Greeley. That's
Yeah, very good. I know that area quite well. That I used to go up there a lot back in my younger days when we were doing things. We'd go up to Greeley to Montfort, come out of Montfort and come back to Florida. But anyway, I don't really know where this election, these primaries are going to go because there's a lot of candidates that are endorsed by Trump. They aren't all winning, by the way. That's a false nomer to think that all of Donald Trump's people are winning. They're not. A large majority are, but some of them aren't. The latest example, of course, is the governor of Georgia.
Well, that's right. That's right. Things just aren't monolithic. I think that being said, I think you have the direction of where voters want to go is going to be in the general sense the same direction. In that they want to get the inflation down. They want to return to a time where they felt like America was stronger. We were dealing with major threats and major players on the world stage like China and Russia in a much more definitive fashion. They're asking themselves the question, would we be having the so-called Putin price hike, if Trump were still in office? I think the answer to that is no. I don't think Putin would have invaded. Because things like what Joe Biden would say, well, it depends. If it's a minor incursion, we'll find out about that. In other words, that kind of weakness is projected, and these bad actors act. It's just that simple.
Yes, they do. All right. Well, hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Of course, we got the storm down here in Florida, going across the southern part of Florida with a lot of rain. A lot of rain associated with this. And Kyle's got some weather out west, and we'll tell you all about what's going on. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bye, Shotgun.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always the same, it's just the show.
That is Nickelback and their version of Sharp Dressed Man. And I'll tell you what, this was an in-concert performance, and they brought out Old Billy here in just a little bit there, but we don't have time to play the whole thing. I wish they did there, Kyle, because I really like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good version.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west. And yes, we've had a little change in the weather.
Okay, drivers, we continue to see a lot of rain up on I-90, this in Washington State. This is going to be in the area starting around, well, it's going to be east of Ellensburg, all through Moses Lake, Ritzville, on your way to Spokane, Washington. It's going to continue a little bit north of there up to Cooley Dam. Then it's also going to head on down into Oregon, by the way. It's going to go down as far south as Burns and Diamond over to Madaris. That's along Highway 97, also continuing on up on Highway 395 near Fossil and Condon. You've definitely got a lot of rain in that area. In fact, there's an aerial flood watch covering that entire area. Also, 4th of July pass up in northern Idaho near Coeur d'Alene for the weekend. We've got rain Saturday. We've got rain and thunderstorms and lightning on Sunday and back to rain on Monday. So if you're heading that area, be aware. You've got a lot of rain coming down. Seattle and Portland, looks like rain through the weekend. Also, rain right now in Northern California, Redding, down towards Yuba City as you head down the I-5 corridor. And other than that, well, one more quick thing. We got rain in eastern Montana along I-90 near Miles City and down towards Brotus as well, with the border with Wyoming. Be careful out there.
All right, I got to start out in Texas right now because we've got a bunch of thunderstorms that have sprung up around Midland, Texas right now. It's up on 20, of course, and then down below to I-10 down around Pecos. You've got some storms down there. There's a line that just flared up here in the last hour, so that could get exciting because this time of night in that part of the country usually means you got some bad weather brewing, so be careful. Fog in Houston and patchy fog all the way down to Brownsville and McAllen along the border. Cold temperatures tonight up here along the upper peninsula of Michigan as well as the northern part of Wisconsin. Cold temperatures, got a frost warning up there, and a little bit further up the line it could be a freeze. Now, over here in my state, Florida, we've got heavy rain associated with a system in South Florida, southwest Florida, from about just south of Fort Myers down towards Naples all the way across to about Melbourne, Florida. And there's going to be a lot of rain where this is going to come down, where the rain's going to come down. It's going to be measured in several inches, 4, 6, 8, 10, might even be a foot of rain in some of these areas. Raining very hard right now in Miami, very hard, as well as Fort Lauderdale and over towards Naples across Alligator Alley. So be careful. If you got to go that way tonight on I-75 or I-95 or State Route 80 or State Route 76, 78, State Route 80, be advised that you could be running into some floodwaters over that way. So please be careful. And Leo down in Miami said that he pulled his car off the road. He does deliveries. He pulled his car off the road because of all the flooding in Miami. So there you have the rest of the story. All right. And that's what we're going to be contending with for about the next, probably 14 hours or so before this thing moves off towards the Bahamas. And who knows what's going to happen over there. It could redevelop and become something much worse than what it is right now. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. And you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, I want to say thank you very much to all the ladies over there at the Bel Air Country Club, the Bel Air Republican Women. Enjoyed my day there yesterday. And that was a great meal, by the way. I know the women stayed up all night long to cook the food. No, I'm just kidding. They got a tremendous chef over there that does all of that. But the food was great, and the candidates that were there, the congressional candidates, listening to them, that was all very interesting, too. A lot of great, great, great fodder back and forth. Respectful comments. Respectful. No nonsense, like we'd seen with the other person in the room that wasn't there because she had to go down to Boca Raton
and go to a fundraising event. That's because she can't raise any money up here. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Peter Navarro, tell me about it.
Well, I was actually sent him a text message yesterday about this whole thing. He was actually the longest serving person in the White House, in the Trump White House.
Uh-huh.
And he was a trade representative, and he's very, very dedicated and loyal to Trump. He wrote a book. But they decided to arrest him because he was defying the January 6th subpoena.
Yep.
There are a couple others that are doing the same thing, but they didn't arrest them. And they're not pursuing them. But he was in the airport, so they knew that they were tracking him and arrested him, put him in handcuffs, and put him in leg irons.
Correct.
Which is outrageous. He's apparently not going to get a lawyer. He's going to represent himself.
That's a mistake.
Might be. It very well might be.
Mm.
But I think it is outrageous.
See, the one thing they went after him for at this time and went after him big time was because he brought out and mentioned this week that when the Republicans got back into office, the first thing they were going to do was impeach Joe Biden. And I don't think Biden cared for that, and I know his handlers didn't care for it. So he became public enemy number one on the other side of the aisle.
Well, there are several others that are talking about impeachment.
Sure.
I don't think that Biden will be impeached. You know, the party that impeaches the person generally loses big, and I think we're about to see that here in the midterms with the Democrats impeaching Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But for, you know, several other reasons. But
yep,
I think there are a lot of reasons.
Which there's now a movement, by the way, to expunge that impeachment. We'll get into all that when we come back. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at, but 150 miles down the road, not necessarily the case. Oh. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.